Hi, my name's Michael Beer. I'm going to be talking today about the Cloud SureStep Customer Lifetime Value Emphasis, specifically about optimizing your cloud business. As we've looked at the Cloud SureStep framework, we know that the initial cloud growth and acquisition phases lead into building and creating scale, having at least 24 deals. And then once you start to look at that 25 plus deal phase of the Cloud SureStep process, we start to look at optimizing your business and understanding how are you building a specialized offering? How are you developing long-term loyalty from those customers? It's essential that these customers that we've acquired enter a system of customer lifecycle management. Why does this matter? Over time, really what we know is this annual revenue and the ability to acquire and retain customers is absolutely essential to build long-term success. Let's walk through a little example here. If we had an E1 SKU, which is basically Exchange Online, and we sold 10 seats in year one, and you had about $190 or so in year one, and then we went back to this customer in year two and decided, hey, can we add 40 more seats to cover your full installation? So now you've got 50 seats in the cloud. Let's check it out. Look at that jump of $768 from year one to year two, leading to $960. As you look at retaining this customer in year three, the big opportunity is to move those 50 seats to E3. This is where, again, that investment starts to pay off in year three as we add those new capabilities to the customer installation. And finally, when we do a cross-sell over to, for example, adding Intune in year four, what the impact is of this over time is really a 15-time increase of that first year $192 that we got. And this is really what we term customer lifetime value. What this means is we can capitalize on the opportunity and this shift to customer lifetime management and customer lifetime value by really shifting from being reactive as we have in the past to being much more proactive in our approach, staffing dedicated retention and upsell reps and really driving that engagement on an ongoing basis, rewarding retention of customers because, again, the secret here is about that long-term loyalty, and finally, implementing the right systems and tools to execute with precision. As we look at the pillars then of customer lifetime value, there are three ways in which we've actually compartmentalized this. First of all is the concepts around service and support, putting a customer relationship first and making sure that we are developing loyalty over time to retain our customers. The second is increasing value over time. So understanding how are we actually adding value, adding new offerings, new services, and new products. This also means that we need to start to track things and track with some core metrics such as churn reduction, seat assignments, and usage statistics, and building the right motions and the right infrastructure to be able to retain and increase the customer value over time. And finally, probably a very essential pillar is making sure that you are an easy supplier, easy company, easy organization to do business with. That means really reducing friction and making sure that it's intuitive and practical in that customer interactions, making sure that those are occurring in the way the customer wants them to occur. And using targeted marketing strategies that enable us to target and enables customers to self-educate and to grow over time as they're looking at different offerings that you may have. So, what are some of the tactics that we should use when we're keeping end customers loyal? The first one, which is probably the essential one in my mind, is deployment. And this is confirming the value around the sale. A sale is great, but if we're not securing that value over time, and that means probably the most important thing is deployment of that cloud service. That means securing user adoption and driving up consumption. Here are a few key points. I'm not going to run through all of them, as you can see them on your screen, but really what we want to make sure is that initial deployment and training and assisting with migration from on-premise to cloud is occurring. The assignment of users, designating a partner of record or POR, and following up and having check-ins. That actually leads into what we call the second phase, which is telling and listening over the life cycle of the customer. This is where you get a chance to enhance your value. Looking at really having continuous touch points, sharing new features and capabilities, evaluating the customer satisfaction, providing business insights and best practices that you may be seeing from other customers, and offering new offers and things that and services that may actually build that loyalty over time. Next, you really want to be in tune with the customer to detect evolving needs and potential blockers which may be coming up as you start to prepare for the resale. And really, this is where you look at expanding the value that you've already delivered. This means identifying renewal, upsell, or cross-sell opportunities. As an example, and referring back to the prior slide we saw, is moving from an E1 to an E3. Is it time to start to have those conversations? And having really very focused conversations about the next logical purchase. What are possible complementary or net new services and purchases which would make sense? Pricing out offers, and especially discounts or promotions which are geared towards retaining customer loyalty. Finally, preparing for the rebill. This is an essential component, and we see it dropped sometimes, which is actually closing that resale, making sure that we're renewing that value, that commitment, identifying those optimizing opportunities that we may have, and making sure that we close this and roll right into a new onboarding, new deployment, and new confirmation of the value that has been purchased. As we look at this shift, really in the traditional way in which Microsoft, our distributor channel, and our advisor and reseller channel has sold in these four phases of welcome and deploy, consuming and renew, we really need to shift in how we've done this traditionally and really making sure that we do have a collaboration across the board. You'll see that Microsoft is reaching out and it really enabling our partner community with multiple tools to be able to have these conversations around deployment, around the follow-up that needs to happen, including services and training and taking care of any blockers that they may be to the usage and deployment. And finally, preparing for that upsell, cross-sell, or any add-ons which you want to think about from a resale perspective. And finally, closing that transaction, making sure you've got the best possible price, the best possible program, and what makes sense, what as far as a promotion offer or discount, which you may want to be thinking about to increase and retain that customer loyalty over time. We really want to emphasize this collaboration and cross-organization role that we have between Microsoft, our distributor channel, and our advisors and resellers in the field. Let's take a drill down into the detailed reseller advisor responsibilities and how can we think about this in a more detailed manner. And I did want to cover specifically some of the points that we should be looking at in each one of these phases. For example, when we're looking at the deployment, there are certain things that you can start to think of right away, again, as part of that welcome activity, but making sure that we're following up with the adoption and consumption of that service and make sure that that's been realized by the customer so that they are realizing the value that they've invested in. Very, very key role that we see there. From a Microsoft perspective, in that phase, we will be sending out welcome emails to the customer and also starting to provide some resources online for administration that should be leveraged in that deployment stage. Next, as we get into that telling and listening phase, we really want to see continuous engagement, growth of the relationship, and really making sure that the customer doesn't feel like they're on their own with a services consumption aspect and making sure that, again, they are optimizing that experience. Finally, as we get towards the preparation for resale and closing, we want to make sure that we understand what is that next logical purchase. What are the patterns that we're seeing around the customer's utilization of what they purchased as a service, and how can that be expanded as we move into the next phase or the next cycle of this relationship? As we mentioned previously, you definitely want to make sure that we roll into a redeployment after the closing of the resale and the upsell and cross-sell. Again, the key point here, and I'd like to focus, and that's why we've got it labeled as number one, is deployment and usage. Very, very important concepts that we are going to be supporting our channel with as in the year ahead. When we look at the distributor roles, there are definitely ways in which we think that they can play a much higher role in supporting these services and the retention and customer loyalty. Specifically, initially, looking at that customer lifecycle management, and we know that it takes a different set of tools to be able to understand and prepare our reseller community and our advisors to be able to have value-added conversations along the way. This includes, in the initial phases, activation challenges, deployment challenges, and supporting those as best as possible in those initial phases. As we're looking at the telling and listening side, we really expect distributors to be listening to new requests, new consumption rates that there may be. What are the trends that they're seeing amongst their different resellers and advisors? Can they actually start to address some of these concerns in a proactive fashion and be very, very targeted as we start to think about the next phase, which is, again, preparing for that resale and that close of the resale? So think about renewal, upsell, and cross-sell as early as possible. One of the key points that we want to make in this life cycle of cloud services is that it's quite different from the way we've done business in the past through volume licensing. And that is that you do not want to wait until the expiration date or until the services are cut off. Really, the engagement and the resale has to occur at least 3 months before that end date occurs. This is a very, very important new concept. And again, from a Microsoft perspective, we are going to be supporting that with outreach, with touch points, and with tools and dashboards for both our distributors and also our resellers to be able to understand what is actually coming up for expiration. Really, the worst scenario here is if expiration occurs. Ideally, we would like to, again, roll right back into having a redeployment conversation and continuing that relationship over time, building on the base that we've already built with our customers as far as adoption of the initial services. So let's talk a little bit about some next steps. What can you do to get your customer lifecycle management plans on track for success? If you're a reseller and advisor, you should really be thinking right now about establishing necessary customer relationship management technology. In this sense, I've got a little secret for you. As a Microsoft partner, you actually have internal use rights capabilities for the Microsoft CRM platform. And I would really, really like to see much higher adoption of that as a key resource to ensure that you're engaging those customers in a regular way and using that technology to identify when that should occur, tracking follow-up actions that absolutely should be occurring to make sure that you're developing that long lifetime relationship with your customers. Next, really, again, we need to identify those expiring customers as early as possible. No point in waiting until the expiration is actually upon you. Really, what you want to make sure with cloud services is that renewed capacity or additional capacity is being purchased as early as possible so that that end date of a service never really occurs. This is a new motion, and it's very important to understand your customers' usage and their needs so that you're driving this over time. Also, finally, we want to make sure that we are building that pre-invoice motion, providing quotes, additional offers, and promotions to simplify and secure the early renewal billings And again, think about loyalty and how can you make sure that those loyal customers of yours are getting the best possible price. When we're talking about distributors, and if that's your role, we really want to make sure you're identifying those expiring customers as early as possible, leveraging available resources from Microsoft, such as dashboards and portals, and just the data around your transactions. Work with your reseller community and really create customer lifecycle management plans. What does that plan look like? And making sure that most of your precious customers, and you may need to segment your customers from that perspective based on an 80-20 rule. So look at the 20% of your customers that are really bringing in 80% of your revenue, and making sure that you're building that loyalty over time and that those resellers understand that you have the best offers around upsell and cross-sell opportunities. Prioritizing quotes on expiring customers to help those resellers focus on the retention efforts. This is a very important concept. Historically, we've just looked at quotes as, you know, it's a quote, there's very little follow-up. But again, when there's an end of service that's occurring, it's essential that the transactions are reporting it back to Microsoft as early as possible so that there is no interruption in service. Finally, tracking and securing the progress on those renewals, the upsell and cross-sell opportunities. There is a huge role for distributors in the whole customer lifecycle management process and specifically in customer lifetime value improvement and enhancement. With that, I'd like to thank you very much for your attention today and wish you the best success with your Cloud Sure Step initiative and optimizing your business over time. Thank you.